Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Been here with you since morning. You began by taking us to the Mount of Transfiguration, where you began to say, for any man to see the kingdom of God, it is that he has seen Jesus. Even though Jesus was with them, they were sleeping with him, they were rubbing on him, but they never knew him. Until you took them aside, onto a mountain apart, and you unveiled yourself before their eyes. You showed us Mary, who came to the tomb, and by perseverance, she saw Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we are about to conclude, and we don't have another theme to look at again, apart from that we will see Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we ask that this cry of our heart, this burden that you are laying in our spirits, there is no more about the stone, the stones have been rolled. But a greater than the stone is the one we must touch. Lord, we don't want to dismiss this meeting without tying this together. Holy Spirit, show us Jesus. Holy Spirit, cause us to touch the hem of his garment tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just to draw this to conclusion tonight, as we call on God, it was important that we were tied together what God is offering us. I'm going to ask you just to read John chapter 1. We have been reading John, but we need to read John chapter 1 one more time. And I want you to just look at that verse. Verse 50 and verse 51. Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to thee, I saw you under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. And he says to him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And in chapter 2, the Bible said, and the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Can you read verse 11 of chapter 2 quickly? This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. One thing that is very, very critical as we look at what God is confronting us with is the fact that Jesus wanted to reveal himself. Jesus is eager to show himself. But the only challenge is that many of us, many human beings, they always look for something else. It looks as if something else used to be of attraction apart from Jesus. While we pray throughout the day, you can see that this day, God took over from us and we spent time just praying. And there was nothing else we could do apart from just spend our time saying, God, I want to see Jesus. But where we conclude tonight is very important, as we will pray still. And few things that I thought we should tithe as we call on God together. When the two disciples of John who followed said, Master, where are you staying? His answer to those disciples was what? Come and do what? Come and see. When Nathanael took up Philip and said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? What also was the answer of Philip to Nathanael? Come and see. But you see, as Nathanael was coming, there was something that Jesus did in his life that we want to pray that he would do for us before we finish this meeting. The eagerness of Jesus to reveal himself. And it gives me assurance that God means business with each one of us. It gives me assurance that this gathering is not going to be in vain. You are not just going to go back wondering. You will see heaven open in the name of Jesus Christ. I noticed that even though Nathanael was coming with skepticism in his heart, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The first thing that Jesus did was to do something to open the veil from his eyes. And what he did was very significant to me. Thou Israelite indeed, in whom there is no God. While you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Before Philip called you, I saw you. That, as little as you may imagine, was what broke the veil from the eyes of Nathanael. Something just happened. And it looks as if Nathaniel saw him. Different from how Philip talked about him. It appeared as if what was holding his life, that he would not see Jesus, was torn apart. And he saw him and he said, "Oh, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Hallelujah. Do you remember Jesus? When he went to Samaria, you will remember the woman of Samaria. You will remember how Jesus sat by the well and said to the woman of Samaria, "Give me a drink." And I'm asking myself, what is in the heart of Jesus? He wanted to reveal himself. Because it is the revelation of Jesus that changes people's lives. It is the revelation of Jesus that brings a tangible, enduring experience. If we are going to be transformed from one degree of glory to another, then with unveiled face, we must behold the glory of the Lord. It might appear as if what is it that you are laboring to say throughout today? You might be asking yourself, is this going to, what is this matter all about? May I say to you tonight, all your miracles, all that you can experience of God, all that will become the dimension of your ministry, will be according to how much of the revelation of Jesus, the risen Lord, that you have got. But I realize that he was willing, and he's still willing tonight, to reveal himself. So he said to the woman, "Give me a drink." And you remember the discussion. The woman said, "Are you not a Jew? Why are you asking me for a drink?" And I remember how Jesus persistently said, "If you had known the gift of God, and if you had known he who asked you for water, you would have asked me to give you. For the water that I will give you will have become a well of living water." The woman still did not understand. She said, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?" Why was she saying all of that? She did not know him. This discussion went on and went on and went on and went on. And Jesus, desiring to reveal himself to this woman, was looking for opportunity to unveil himself. And the Bible said, she just suddenly said, "Okay, give me this water now, if you say you have it." And Jesus thought, now this is the right point. "Go and call me your husband." "Huh? I have no husband. What concerns husband and water? I have no husband." Jesus said, "Yes. You have said it correct. But you have 5 husbands before. You are in the house of number 6. And even that one is not your husband because you are only deceiving him." That was the point. That the woman said, "Ah, perceive that you are a prophet. Our father said, it is on this mountain we must worship. You people said, we must go to Jerusalem. Jesus said, woman, I tell you, time has come and it's now. When it is neither on this mountain or on that mountain that they will worship the Father. For the Father is spirit. And they that worship him, they do so in spirit and in truth. The woman said, we were told that the Messiah will come. And at that point, Jesus said, I who speaks to you, I am he. That changed her life. She dropped the bucket she was carrying. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. It happened suddenly. Something changed about her. Immediately, she dropped the bucket. A restless woman has found the Savior. She ran to the city. Come and see the man who told me what I've ever done. Could this not be the Messiah? But she was skeptical at the beginning. She was argumentative until her eyes was opened to see Jesus. And as soon as she saw that this is Jesus, her life changed, her story changed, her destiny changed, something changed about her, and she became a blessing to her community. And I've never stopped to wonder, how could one single woman, just by going around town without microphone, only saying, come and see the man that told me all that I ever did. Could this not be the Messiah? And immediately, the Bible said the whole city came to Jesus. And the whole city, they pressed on Jesus to wait. And he tarried for 2 more days simply because somebody, a broken, scattered woman, saw him. Now Jesus began to say to Nathanael, did you believe because I said to you that while you were under the fig tree I saw you? Is that what broke your heart? Is that what removed the veil from your eyes? You will see greater things than this. But we want to say tonight, the greater things that he said he will see is that he said you will see the heaven open. You will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. We are not going to be dealing with that tonight. I just wanted to note that in conclusion tonight, even though it doesn't look like it, what will bring you into your rest? What will bring you into your expectation? Some of you may be wondering, you may think it is some preaching method that you need. Some of you may be thinking that you need an elaborate organization. Some of you might be imagining that it is money that you need. Some of you may think that what you need to be relevant is connections. May I say to you tonight with all the boldness I could carry, that what you need is a fresh revelation of the risen Lord. You wonder, how will that change the story? I don't know how it does, but it does. You know, sometimes talking about Jesus could become so trivial in your mind that you think that there are some heavier doctrines that we should talk about. Sometimes when people want to talk, they say, well, let's discuss about the mighty angel whose leg is on water and the other leg is on land. Then you say, huh, we're going for eschatological studies. Can I tell you tonight? The Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Why are we making this emphasis as we pray together? It is that our generation, they are looking for signs. Brother Paul said, he said, the Jews, they were looking for signs. The Greek, they are looking for what? For wisdom. But we, what do? We preach Christ and Him crucified. For He is the power of God. So why Jesus Christ was speaking to Nathanael, you will see greater things. You will see heaven open. You will see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. When he came to the book of Luke chapter 9, and he said, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not see death until they see the kingdom of God. And as the word of God came to us in the morning, how will that come to pass? The Bible says 6 days after or 8 days after, it came to pass that he took three of his disciples to a mountain apart, and all he wanted to show them, and I want all of you to please hear me, because if you study your Bible very well, you will notice that as they went to the Mount of Transfiguration, deliberately there was no discussion. It was not as if he was doing some Bible teaching. The Bible says when they got there, he was praying, and his visage was transfigured before their eyes. And when this happened, and Elijah came and Moses and all that happened, do you know that even when Peter opened his mouth and was saying what he does not know what he was saying, and God smote all of them and they fell off, when they woke up, the testimony of the scripture is that they saw no man apart from Jesus. Now, and as they were coming, the Lord told them, he said, make sure you don't tell anybody this one until the Son of Man has resurrected. You know, in my mind I was asking, what is that for? What was that meant for? And it didn't mean anything until I go to read 2 Peter chapter 1. When Peter was referring to this experience, that we were with him on the mount. When God revealed him in his majesty. I said, so that particular transfiguration experience was very, very strategic in making Peter who he became. Hallelujah. Many times we think that it is possible that it was because they were speaking in tongues. But when you listen to the message on the day of Pentecost, what Peter began to say, he wasn't explaining how they spoke in tongues. He was not talking about the manifestation of the gifts. Do you know that what he simply spoke about is about who? About Jesus. And as he pointed to Jesus, whom God has made both Lord and Christ, something happened. I want to suggest to you tonight that what brought about the Acts of the Apostles was the continual revelation of Jesus that came to them. Even when the Holy Ghost came on their lives, what the Holy Ghost came to do was to reveal Jesus to them much more. We make mistake to think that when the Holy Ghost comes on our lives, all we do is the gifts, not knowing that the Holy Spirit only comes to reveal Jesus. Tonight, what we want to ask God for is this. And permit me to insist, because I now know and I'm convinced that the stones is not the matter. The devil is not the matter. Hallelujah. Witches and wizards, they are not the matter. That is not the matter. The matter that God is longing to bring across to you today is that the answer to all the needs that you have been talking about is for you to see Him. To see Him. To know Him. No wonder Paul came to this conclusion and said, one thing I do. One thing I'm doing. I want to know Him. I want to know Him. It may look so little tonight. Some of you may be asking, how can this bring revival? But I must tell you, that is what brought revival. That was what happened to all the brothers. And nobody could stop them. They became unstoppable because the Lord revealed Himself to them. The reason why we want to conclude to pray tonight. You know, we have gone through a session of praise, of testimonies, of good things that God did, and great things that God is doing. But may I say to you tonight, all those things that God is doing that we are seeing, that we are rejoicing about, they are not the matter. Who is the matter? Jesus. Jesus. He is the matter. He is the substance. He is God's answer for our generation. He is the solution to every problem that men may have. So when he said to Nathanael, he said, you will see heaven open. And if a man should see heaven open, many of us will have expected that if heaven opens, like sometimes you go for a meeting and they talk about open heavens. And the immediate thing that comes to you is that if I will not open the window of heaven and pour you what? A blessing. So in our mind, the blessings, the little droplets, looks more important to us than him. He said to Nathanael, you will see heaven open. You will see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And as if Nathanael couldn't yet fully understand that, but Nathanael has begun to follow. On the third day, 3 days after, there was a marriage in the Cana of Galilee. Now, I just want us to conclude with that. And Jesus was there. His mother was there. And they kept him outside, I suppose, because they don't know the personality that was attending the wedding. And he didn't worry. He quietly sat wherever they kept him, because they didn't know him. Hallelujah. But when the wine finished, when their marriage was about to scatter, when everybody was running helter and skelter looking for how do we put things together, Mary, somehow she knew that this my son Jesus is not ordinary. I know he's the one that will bring solution to this problem. And you know what she did? She came out and said, they don't have wine, no. Everything is cut. As you see them moving up and down, giri-giri like this, there's nothing. They are just covering up. And Jesus said, what concerns me about that? My time has not come. Don't worry me about this. But the mother of Jesus knew. And what I'm saying is that it is not the wine that was the issue. It was that Mary knew who Jesus was. And even while Jesus was still saying, my time has not come, she just told the servant, said, look, that's the man. He's the one that will solve your problem. Whatever he says to you, do it. And I could imagine how those servants went and stood and waited. And Jesus looked at them and said, go and fetch water. Fill these pots. Fill them with water to the brim. I'm sure they themselves were wondering, what is the connection between the wine that has finished and going to fetch water into empty pots that nobody uses, that they use for washing hand? But since Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it. What happened? As they went, as they fetched the water, he didn't even do anything. He simply said, the water you have fetched, go and give it to the master of ceremony. Only for them to get there. Water had become wine. Many times, We normally stop with the water that became wine. But the Holy Spirit said, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory and his disciples. What did they do? They believed on him. Tonight, as we conclude in prayer, I really pray that it will be clear in your heart that what holds the key for all that we are looking for in terms of even our personal victory is Him. Is our revelation of Him. Our experience of Him. I wish God will help you to know tonight that what turned Samaria around was that the woman of Samaria saw him. What brought Pentecost and 3,000 were hooked? It wasn't anything else. It was that the Holy Spirit revealed Jesus first to Peter, and then as he preached about Jesus, the Holy Spirit opened their eyes and they saw the man of Calvary. What turned the life of Paul around, and he became the kind of man that he became, was because he saw Jesus. And for him to continue to be relevant, his singular prayer is that I may know him. Somebody say, how does this solve my problem of sickness? How will this end my problem of sin? How will this stop the devil from chasing me around? May I say to you, he said, you shall know the truth. And what will happen? And before you start worrying your head and saying, what truth do I need to know? He said, I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. When Paul came to that point and said that I may know him, when it became the only prayer, when it became the only pursuit of a man like Moses, when it became the only cry in the heart of David, when all that they are looking for is that I may know him, I may know him. It is this that set the foundation for all the glory that became manifest. As we call together tonight in closing, there's nowhere else I want to end tonight. I perceive that tomorrow God will move us to the next point in this. But for tonight, we must end pressing like Mary. Pressing. Maybe you have seen angels already in this meeting. Maybe as the brethren were giving testimonies here and there, your heart suddenly said, ah, let these brothers pray for us. Since the way he prayed, and this barrister was immediately helped, let's go and line up and fill a form. May I say to you tonight, it is not a man you need to fill a form for. Am I downgrading something? Can I say to you tonight, the key to what you are looking for is Jesus. And I am not ashamed to tell you tonight that without us running after miracles, when we run after Jesus, miracles will follow you. Hallelujah. It's because of what God has taught us. We didn't intend that we will begin to parade miracles in front of our eyes. Because we have come to know that there are certain things that we normally follow as we follow Him. Tonight, as we conclude in prayer, tonight as you go to sleep, may God change your taste. May your prayer request become single. What is that single prayer now? Jesus, that I may know you. I want to know you. If you only appear, this matter will finish. When the woman with the issue of blood came to that point, I don't know how she came to that, but there was a revelation of Jesus in her that made her to say, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, this matter will finish. Was the matter finished? It was a revelation of Jesus. When the centurion man, whose servant was about to die, when they were coming, and the elders have begged and said, Jesus, you need to go to this man because he's a big supporter of our church. And as Jesus was coming on the way, because of the revelation of Jesus that the centurion man had, he said, excuse me, you don't need to come to my house. I am not worthy to have you under my roof. I'm a man of authority, and I am subject to authority. I say like this and it happens. I send my servant here to go, he goes. I said this one to come and he comes. What do you have to bother the master? Send a word, and my daughter, my son, my servant will be what? And what happened at that moment? You know why? It was a revelation of Jesus that he was acting upon. He seemed to know that this man Jesus is a man of authority. If he speaks a word, the matter is finished. Tonight, I just want to pray with you. I know God will answer this prayer. I know that God cannot make you to travel all the way. And when some of you thought we would see greater things and that we are going to be talking of big, bogus things, and some of you are imagining that we will be talking in terms of plans, great plans, strategies for ministry, and since money, we have not been allowed to talk about anything else apart from Jesus. And some of you may say, is that all? Unconsciously, you may say, is that all? You may unconsciously say, hey man, let's look for something more serious. That is the deception of Satan. As if anything is greater than him. Tonight, the reason why you have struggled is that you have not known him. Even the reason why I see you yelling when you are praying is because you don't know him. The reason why you struggle with so much is because your knowledge of Him is very little. Almost very, very, very little. We will ask Him tonight. Please show yourself. Show your face to me. Do something with my life. Remove the veil from my eyes. I have been restless. And my life, I need to see you the way you dealt. The way you dealt with the woman Samaria. The way you intervened with the woman with the issue of blood. The way Mary saw you and he knew that the problem of wine in the wedding is not a problem. The way they saw you and they believed that you would do anything. Open my eyes that I may see Jesus. Is there any demon that you thought is so powerful that will not let you go? When they saw him, all chains broke down. As we conclude in prayer, and I want to do it very quickly tonight, that God who answers prayer, He will take the veil from your eyes. He will show you the man of Calvary. When Jesus said to that man, to the woman, if you have known the gift of God, and if you have known the one who spoke to you, you will have asked me to give you my own water. Whosoever drinks of this will thirst, but whosoever will drink of the water that I shall give him, he will never thirst. What I give him will become a well. Tonight, as we pray again, and as you retire, until His glory has broken forth on your life, until He has manifested Himself to you, until He has calmed your fears, until He has brought all your storms unto calm, and you are able to say, what manner of man is this Jesus? I hope you will not give yourself any rest, because He is willing to reveal Himself. I'm going to ask you to stand with me in prayer tonight and to say, Lord, it's you. It's you. What is making things look hard is because you haven't seen Him. So I want to make two prayers on your behalf tonight before I will ask you to do your own by yourself. And what is this? Elisha said to the Lord, open his eyes that he might see. That those that are with us are greater than those that are with them. I want to pray particularly for that tonight. It may look little, but I have found that that is the key unto what we are asking God to do. Some of you might say, but I've been in the Lord for years. It's true. But the little of Him you have seen is what have defined your life. And if your dimension is going to grow bigger, you've got to see Him much more. We would like to pray now. Shall we pray together? Permit me to pray for you. before I ask you to pray for yourself. Father, tonight, your eagerness to reveal yourself to Nathaniel, your eagerness to reveal yourself to the woman of Samaria, your eagerness to show forth your glory even at the wedding, your eagerness to help men to see who you are, even when the storm was raging, your desire to make yourself known that made you to take them to the Mount of Transfiguration. I know you are still desiring tonight that our eyes of understanding be opened that we may know you. So I ask, open our eyes. Lord, over this night, open the eyes of your children. Lord, I'm asking you to do it. There was no way the woman of Samaria could have changed. Her doctrine would not have allowed her to change. Her tradition would not have allowed her to change. The theological argument would not have allowed her to change. But you reach out to her. You open her eyes. And in the twinkling of an eye, her life, her story has changed. Do it in this meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I identify with pastors who have been doing their best. They have struggled. And they are almost concluding that maybe they will not see your glory. But it's all because they didn't see you. It's all because our eyes of understanding were not opened. Tonight, Father, I stand before you and plead. Open our eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. For every man that stands in this meeting, every woman that you have brought into this meeting, even those that have been in the ministry for many years, when you said to that man, you will see greater things. And the greater things that they will see heaven open, they will see angels ascending and descending, not upon a tree, but upon the Son of Man. Tonight, Father, do it as a miracle. Do it as your compassionate miracle. Father, you that enable men to know you, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every veil that covers anybody's eyes, I plead tonight, tear it in the name of Jesus. Lord, tonight, will it be in a dream? Will it be in a trance? Will it be by the reading of the word of God? Will it be as we take a song to sing? Will it be as we meet people? Just as the wedding in Cana of Galilee was an ordinary wedding, but you took the advantage to reveal yourself. Take every advantage tonight to reveal yourself to your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead that this host that is standing before you, because you said you will see greater things, and it came to pass, you took them to a mountain and you showed them yourself. Lord, I'm asking tonight, open our eyes. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. And having done it tonight, the pot that the woman of Samaria carried, she dropped it. the issue of blood that the woman carried for 12 years immediately stopped. The empty wedding, marriage that was about to scatter, found healing. A blind Bartimaeus that knew that Jesus was passing by. The people said, who is passing? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. But he had a revelation that this is not Jesus of Nazareth. This is the Son of David. Lord, I pray tonight, do a miracle here. For all our brothers and sisters that have come from different parts of the world, do a miracle in their lives tonight. Take them aside and show them who you are. Cause them to see you as the captain of the Lord's hosts. Cause them to see your sword already drawn on their behalf. Cause them to see your power already at work in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Now, it's your turn to pray. We have prayed that God will do it. But it depends now on your own desire. Brother Paul said, the only thing I'm asking is that I may know him. David said, one thing I desire and that will I seek after, that I may dwell, that I may gaze at his beauty. Can you pray before we close tonight? Take away my blindness. That thing that limited my life, take it away tonight. Break my life from this limitation as you reveal yourself to me. If this is the key for the coming move of God, reveal yourself to me. Make my life effortless from this meeting. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. A vision of a napkin is not enough. A vision of a rolled stone is not enough. Lord, open my eyes. I want to see you. I want to see you lifted up. I want to see you. What happened, and John was so effective, he saw him. Lord, do it for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We started in the morning with the prayer of Bartimaeus. We went on to the amount of transfiguration. God showed us a Mary. And we are concluding tonight. What limited my life is that I never saw you. Open my eyes tonight that I may see you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. While prayers are going on, yesterday night, the invitation was come and see. Tonight, it is possible that you are in this meeting. And you have gone everywhere in life. But the man of Calvary, you've not seen. The one who took away your iniquity and said, it is finished. You didn't see. So much of your struggle is because you've never met him. And as we have prayed that God will do a miracle tonight, the woman of Samaria came arguing. Nathaniel came with skepticism. The people on the day of Pentecost, they came jesting. But when they saw him, they dropped their buckets. They dropped their iniquities. They became a different person. What will happen tonight is not going to be by the hand of any man. It's going to be because God is at work in this meeting. Suddenly you are discovering that you have not come to him, you have not come to Jesus. You are suddenly discovering that you have been struggling rather than coming to drop your life at his feet. As the brethren are praying and lifting up their own voice, you sense that, what am I doing holding my life back? What am I doing running helter skelter? This bucket you are carrying for years, it is at his feet. You must drop it tonight. We will give you a space. If you hear the voice of Jesus tonight saying, come unto me. Why do you spend your money on that which is not meat? Come, buy milk without price. Come, I will give you rest. I will change your story. If God suddenly opens your eyes to the man of Calvary, to the Savior, can I request you on your own to take advantage of this night? Say, Lord Jesus, save me. I am told that if I come, you will help me. I'm told that if I come, you will deliver me. Don't let me go from here struggling as I used to be. Help my life tonight. Thank you, Father. Please stand in prayer with me and pray for all those that the Spirit of God is drawing to himself tonight. And if the Spirit of God is drawing you, please step out quickly. We have spent a whole day praying, but the point of connection has come. This is the point when you must say to Jesus, step into my own heart. It is possible that as you saw that the meeting was gathering, you said, what are they doing? Let me go there. Can you come to the Savior and say, Lord, just help my life. Maybe yesterday night the Spirit of God urged you. You didn't respond. Maybe while the Word of God was preached, you slept. The spirit of the enemy blocked your heart. You can just come near here. Thank you. Just be on your knees and say, God, save me tonight. Can you say to him, you must deliver me from this? The man of Calvary that saves, that delivers. Maybe deceivers have deceived you, but it is to him you have not come. Can you stand where you are and say, Lord, I come. Young lady, can you say, Lord, to you I'm coming. To you, Lord, tonight I'm coming. Thank you, young lady. as the devil battered you with sin. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Brother, tell us a place. Jesus, do a new thing in this life. Following people. The Bible says you will call his name Jesus. He will save his people from their sin. How will you have met Jesus and he has not saved you from sin? Tonight. Tonight. Can you come to him? Can you come to him? Can you come with humility of heart? Can you turn to him and say, Jesus, to whom else will I go? You are the only one that has the word of eternal life. Are you in the gallery and you feel like coming to give your heart to Jesus? Can you just come quietly down and find yourself before him? Thank you tonight, Lord. Permit me to pray with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, young girl. Let tonight be your turning point. Brother, tonight has to be that turning point. Tonight must be the turning point. Thank you. Listen. God is not unable to save you. Bible says he's able to save to the uttermost those who come to him by Christ Jesus. If he is not able to save you, he will not call you. When Philip said to Nathanael, come and see. When he came to Jesus, he saw more than he could imagine. The story of his life changed. Tonight, God is going to change your story. All I just want you to do tonight is to hand over your life to him. Have you remembered that you are a sinner? Just tell him, just as I am, without one plea. Just as I am, I have been held bound. But as you broke the stone, you will break the bondage over my life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I confess myself to you tonight. I know forgiveness is in your hand. Pardon is with you. You are the one that restores what has been spoiled. Tonight, Father, change my life. Start afresh with me. Give me a new heart. Give me a new heart. Create in me a new spirit. Transform my thought and my nature. I want you to walk with me from this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you put your hand on your heart as I pray for you? Put your hand on your heart this night. Lord, we thank you that we've asked you for a miracle. The opening of our eyes to see the man of Calvary. Thank you for what you are doing now. Thank you for hearts that are crying to you. Some have struggled for many years. Some have been rising and falling. Others thought they knew you, only to discover that they have just followed a shadow. But Lord, you said, come, I will give you rest. You said, come, come and see. Lord, I ask that you will reveal yourself tonight as the Savior, as the healer, as the sanctifier, as the baptizer, as the reigning king, as the conqueror who conquers not only in heaven, he conquers on earth, he conquers in hell. That every dimension of bondage in any life tonight, you the overconquering God, you will demonstrate your authority to deliver and to set free. In the name of Jesus Christ. You spoke to Pharaoh, let my people go. By a mighty hand, you took them out of Egypt. And by a mighty hand tonight, you take them out of the dominion of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. From tonight, Lord, as you take them out, translate them into your kingdom. Locate them into your own presence. It took just one night like this, Saul of Tarsus became a different man. It was just one day, Zacchaeus became a different man. It was just a touch of the hem of your garment, the woman with the issue of blood was permanently changed. Lord, tonight is not anything different. Tonight, make it a turning point. Give this life a new story, a new testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.